Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign-up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balance and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
The Small Business Bureau is offering small business relief grants and services to registered small businesses experiencing significant economic challenges as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic in Guyana. The relief support is intended to strengthen and sustain small businesses through provision of the following: relief grants to sustain business operations and retain employees, training and development support to establish and market businesses through online platforms, diversify businesses, and forge supply partnership. Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship.
In our last episode, Coretta told Ignatius that she had food poisoning from the Boston restaurant, but he defended Dinah, praising her strict protocols. He immediately informed Dinah, who insisted that Coretta was lying. Divine encouraged Dinah and Unique to register with the Center for Local Business Development to benefit from training to be compliant in ISO 9001. Lucille complained to June about her light bill, and she and James concluded the problem could be old wiring in the house. James told June that the calls they were receiving were from a young man who claims he is James's son. Right now, June is talking to Cecil.
James has another son? June, what are you really telling me?
Then I don't know what to say to him. Since he told me, we haven't said much to each other.
This is besides the son he has with Candace.
Yes. Apparently, this young man is in his 20s.
I guess his philandering has caught up with him.
Ay, again.
Lucy will have 20 years of this.
Please don't tell her, Dad. For all we know, James is not the father.
So, there's going to be a DNA test?
I don't know. I just don't want to deal with this right now, Dad.
I'm sorry. I know that you and James have been through enough. But he's certainly a changed man now.
Yeah.
June, I was just calling you to tell you that GPL should come tomorrow to investigate the issues with our bills.
Oh, good. Is Mom fretting?
Well, of course. She says she does not want anybody to come here.
As I expected.
She said we are too old and cannot risk COVID.
Dad, the GPL workers are following the COVID guidelines. They will be wearing their masks and I'm sure carrying hand sanitizers.
She was also trying to tell me that the power utility upgrade program people are no longer working in this region.
What? Where does Mom get her information from?
She was trying to say they are probably in region 8 or 9 by now.
But upgrades aren't taking place in those regions.
I was trying to tell her that. I know it's regions 3, 4, 5 and 6.
Yes, and the people need to cooperate when their areas are visited. This will benefit all of us.
Well, leave it to the people like Lucille to make the workers' lives miserable.
I have to talk to her.
Will you eventually tell her about James?
I don't know. I can't deal with her telling me I told you so again. You know she has been in my ear to divorce James for the longest time. This will only give her more reason.
You're right. Perhaps just quietly go about it.
Yes, Dad.
Oh, one more thing. I spoke to the electrician about getting the house rewired. He's to give me an estimate.
Okay.
But Lucille is saying we should wait till COVID-19 is over.
Dad, as it is, we don't know when this thing will end. Right now, we all have to take personal responsibility to protect ourselves. It looks like we will just have to adjust and continue living the best way we can.
Certainly.
I'm sure the electrician will call before he visits the house. Maybe you guys can come over here if Mom doesn't feel safe, and I can deal with them.
No. I will take care of business. Lucille can come over there if she likes.
Okay, Dad.
Hello, Alonzo. You wash your hands?
What happened, mistress?
I tell you stop calling me that. Shelly is fine.
All right, Shelly. You sleep late this morning.
Like you checking in for me sleeping schedule?
Nah. I just miss you this morning.
Anyway, you wash your hand before you start handling the food?
It's me alone eating it.
Like you nasty?
No, mistress. I mean Shelly. But me hand got no germs could kill me.
So you's one of them people who just go to the toilet and don't wash your hand.
Nah man, I ain't so bad.
But you just handle food and eat it without washing your hand?
Look, I wash my hands so much since this whole corona thing start, me take me overwash. Right now, me hand dry.
Listen, we're all big people in this house and we need to do the right thing in this house. You're supposed to wash your hand before preparing and handling food.
I know the man.
Yet you're still in do it just now.
Look, one or two germs ain't nothing. Just chill with the man.
You been outside this morning farking up the land for put on some greens?
So you been wake and they peeping me?
You only feel you monitoring me movements?
You and Uncle Lil worthless though. All this time you got the nice land and I plant nothing?
Who say I never plant nothing? It's just that I get a little lazy in these recent months. I had me lovely tomatoes and so.
Oh.
Anyway, it's important that you wash your hand before
we still panda?
You realize we're living in a time where we got a virus killing people in Guyana worldwide?
Look, right now me fed up here, but though.
Listen, this coronavirus make I read up a lot. I checked the Guyana Food Safety Authority Facebook. You got to be certain how to prepare the food. Right now, like I frightened for eat about.
Look, once it cooked, everything dead.
What? So how people is end up getting food poisoning?
Weak heart, man. Stomach improper.
Bye. Look, stop. Your uncle come telling me about this woman who claimed that she get food poisoning from Boston food restaurant.
Oh.
And now like a skeptical for go there and buy food. They got one set of things that living in the earth. In the water, from the animals, and from people.
Like microorganism. I did like science in school, you know. Is worthless, me the worthless.
Yes. Them big word things. So if you ain't wash your hand and you got some of them things on your hands and under your nails, it gonna transfer to the food and cause you to get sick.
Well, it not happened for me yet. But thanks for reminding me for wash my hands.
Not only that, make sure you wipe down and sanitize this place properly when you're done. Make whatever you want for eat in this kitchen. Germs can live on the counter. It could be on the wares. Anywhere. That is why you got to be careful.
And you only look so.
What is supposed to mean?
You come in a class like a smart person.
When you first see me, you thought I was a dunce?
When me first see you, me thought me uncle hit the jackpot. But you know plenty nice woman don't got no head. Enough gal feel they could just use the looks and not the brain. But you not stay so.
Well, thanks for recognizing though. Anyways, must remember to wash your hand before handling or making food in this kitchen, right? Me and your uncle can't afford to get sick, especially now with COVID.
Uncle Ignatius, strong like a lion. He got to be strong for handle a woman like you.
Hello. That is where you cross the line.
Alright. Sorry, Shelly. Me gonna take your advice. No worry.
You're gonna find your own place quick though.
What could cause that? Me thought me and you gonna get along good.
Look, just clean up this place when you're done eating. I going back upstairs.
Alright, Miss Shelly. Watch the bumper rolling by. Me uncle a really lucky man.
Brian? Me know you up here, youth man.
Yeah, Anil. I come for make a move, seen?
Yeah, it's always nice to see a familiar face when you up these parts, boy.
Yeah, man. Bush life nice. The air and everything that smell different in these parts.
Yeah, that's true. But I got to make a move back to Mirandai soon, though. The wife missing me bad.
Yeah. I got to check in on baby girl too. You know Divine about to bring forth my youth early next year there.
So, there's your baby for truth?
I telling you, man.
Oh.
The daughter love me bad. She just putting up a scene with her husband boy. But you see where me child born? That is it. Means she gonna lock up for life.
Well, I hope it works out for you.
Yeah, man.
Wait. Is what you drinking there?
This is the man for Corona about these parts.
What you mean?
This is the alcohol we drinking straight. This is what the people around here using for protect themselves from the virus.
Wait, Brian. You realize this thing is 70% alcohol?
Yeah, boy. It's strong, bud.
No, but Brian, you're supposed to be drinking this? You know what this could do to your liver?
Buddy, it's just a little bit for make sure the coronavirus can't touch me.
This is nonsense. And it's not true. Who is he doing this?
Buddy, couple people around the place, man.
I got to talk to Mr. Goldman and John to see if they know about this. But in the meantime, don't do this, boy. Human beings ain't supposed to be consuming nothing that is 70% alcohol.
Alright, man, alright.
I can't believe people doing this. There's all kind of misinformation going wrong about this coronavirus up here. One time, you can't get it, and another time, people ain't believe it's real.
Yeah. Me and some banner talking, and them banner think it's fake news thing. See?
So what do you feel all them people sick and dead from?
Regular thing, man. Regular thing. Your diabetes and cancer, heart attack and pressure, man.
Really?
Anyway, I got to run. I was hustling with a nice little Brazilian one up here.
Brian, what happened to Divine?
Buddy, it's Bush we there. You mean for tell me you ain't sample nothing yet since you up here, boy?
No. I ain't up on though.
It's mad, you mad, boy. All these nice women about these parts and you telling me what?
Look, if you don't watch yourself, you're going to end up with another baby.
Yeah, you man want a basketball team. Seen? Yeah. Populate the earth.
Brian, watch yourself. And be careful around here with this coronavirus. And with the Brazilian woman you're running after.
Hey, good man. Take care.
This banner head good? People drinking 70% alcohol? Craziness.
Hi, Shelly girl, come and cook this food for your husband, yeah? I'll now since Coretta get food poisoning from Boston restaurant, I got to start cooking every day.
Sorry.
Look, must don't do that again. Me ain't like nobody sneaking up on me. And why you walking through the house with your wet skin?
I just don't take a swim in the pool. Outside hot.
Dry off your skin before you come inside.
Sorry, man.
So you ain't gonna go and dry your skin and put on some clothes?
Yeah.
Please and thanks.
You going to cook?
Yes.
I included in that.
When I cook them other days, you didn't eat?
I just checking, you know. Since the talk we had this morning and so.
You just like hearing me mouth, no?
Nana, I appreciate you.
Clothes?
Yeah. Excuse me.
This ain't gonna work out. Ignatius can got to find a place for this boy. Satan and no is send your senny for test me loyalty to Ignatius. But you ain't gonna succeed. Get the hint.
have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.